Well, in recent weeks on Talk About English, we've been looking at a number of different religious festivals. We talked about Ramadan, and we talked about Diwali, and of course there's Christmas and Hanukkah coming up. But there's another one before them, and on October the 31st, in fact. Now, I'm going to play you something which I want you to listen to. I want you to listen very carefully. What are the different sounds that you can hear, and how are these sounds connected with October the 31st? That was a party at my house last week. No, it wasn't really last week. It was a few weeks ago. What were some of the sounds that you heard there? If you can tell me what some of those sounds were, let me just see a hand. First, if you could tell us what your name is.
My name is Carol. I'm from Switzerland, and I heard thunder and wolf howl.
Okay, yes, we heard thunder and a wolf howling. What were some of the other sounds that we heard? Yes.
I'm Özlem from Switzerland, and I heard people who screamed.
Okay, we heard some people screaming, we heard a wolf howling. Anything else?
Yeah, I'm Marcus, I'm Scandinavian. I heard some church bells tolling for someone, I don't know whom.
Excellent. Yes. So there were church bells tolling. There was a werewolf howling. There was someone screaming. And what do all these sounds have? Well, what's their connection with today, October the 31st? Can anybody make a suggestion about what's that? Those rather terrible sounds. What's the connection to October the 31st? Yes, over there.
Yeah, my name is Carsten from Germany, and I think all these sounds have to do something with Halloween.
Exactly, yes. October the 31st in Britain is what we call Halloween. Halloween. And I want to find out first, because I know we have representatives from, I think it was 10 different countries here, whether Halloween is a festival that is known in your country. So let's find out first. Can you put your hand up if Halloween is a festival which you have in your country? So, and there's some people sort of waving their hands. Let's go and speak to this.
I'm from Switzerland. My name is Johanna. And it's not traditional in Switzerland to celebrate Halloween. But it's a trend.
That's very interesting. It's not traditional, but it's a trend. Is it becoming?
Yes.
Bigger. What kind of things do we associate with Halloween? Because maybe you've seen it on television or in films. What kind of things do people do on Halloween? Yes.
I'm Maike from Germany, and normally we associate with Halloween little children dressing up and going around in the streets. They knock on doors and say trick or treat because they want to get sweets.
All right. Can you tell us a little bit more about trick or treat? What happens?
Yeah, they knock on your door and they say trick or treat, and then you have to give them a treat, so you have to give them sweets or perhaps money or something. And if you don't do it, they'll trick you. So they throw an egg on your house or something.
Right. Okay, exactly. Now, trick or treat, is that something you've ever done? No. I didn't think so, because it is something that is very often you see in North America. It's not so much a tradition here, but it's becoming a tradition here. We seem to be picking up this trick-or-treat idea in this country. What else do people do on Halloween?
They make masks on pumpkins. They cut a face in the pumpkin.
Exactly, yes. Yeah. They take a big orange, that orange, it's a vegetable, isn't it? It's not a fruit. They have that orange vegetable, the pumpkin, and they cut a kind of a scary face in that. Do you know what that's called? Silence never works well on the internet or the radio, but it's called a jack-o'-lantern. A jack-o'-lantern. And if you look on the website for this program, you can see there's a jack-o'-lantern on there. So again, that's something that is traditionally associated with Halloween. And we have a teacher who's pointing one out on the wall, because I see at this school today they are having their very own Halloween party in the evening. There we are. There's a jack-o'-lantern there. And I have to say, there are some other posters advertising Halloween parties around the room. There's one here particularly that caught my eye earlier on. It says, Halloween, the only rule, wear sexy costume. Is that something that we traditionally associate with Halloween, sexy costumes? I don't know. I think maybe in some places it is, maybe in the United States. So we have children dressing up. We have trick-or-treat. We have carving the Halloween lantern, the jack-o'-lantern. What other things do we associate with Halloween? What's it all about? Why do people do these things? What's the connection between the sounds that we heard, the horror sounds, and the trick-or-treat, the costumes, and all that? Does anybody have any idea about where it all comes from? Yes.
I think, I'm Maike from Germany, I think at first it was a Scottish tradition, and they wanted to get away the ghosts from the year, so, and I think they made big fires, so, for everything.
Excellent. I think a little round of applause there for making that sound. Can I ask you, how do you know that?
I was interested in the theme. I thought it was interesting to know something about it.
Excellent. I mean, you are exactly right. The tradition of Halloween, it goes back many, many hundreds, a few thousand years, and it started in Britain with a festival called Samhain, which is a pagan festival. Now, pagan is a kind of religion. It's like an old religion, a country religion. It's not one of the big world religions like Christianity or Islam or Judaism. It's a kind of a very old, the old people's religion. And it started in this country. It went to America, North America, I should say, when people from Ireland and Scotland, they emigrated to the United States, or what became the United States, and they took those traditions there. And it is interesting that, yes, a lot of the things that we associate with modern Halloween originally came from Scotland, went to the United States, and now have come back again, because trick-or-treat, something like that used to be done. And in Scotland, they didn't use a pumpkin to cut a face in. They used a turnip. And I don't know if you know a turnip, but it's a smaller, much less interesting kind of vegetable. But anyway, so thank you for all that information.